I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
Well, I'm really glad you're with me today. I've got so much in my head I need to talk with you about, and not the least of which is traveling to destinations that you may not get the friendliest welcome. And even if the welcome seems friendly, there may be things that can happen along the way that you can avoid them from happening, which would be a good thing. And I want to give you some tips and input on that. We're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. John Williams Film Night has been long established as one of the Tanglewood's summer home of the BSO's most consistently captivating evenings. Join Mr. Williams as he presents this year's celebration of the music of Hollywood and beyond, featuring the Boston Pops and BSO music director Andres Nelsons. Saturday, August 11th, 8 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or tanglewood.org.
First of all, I want to remind you that there are two shows, Travelers 411 and Travel with Stephanie Abrams, both on terrestrial radio, coast to coast, both 3 hours. And in addition to being heard on terrestrial radio and from most of our affiliate radio stations, have a website presence. So if you have a favorite station where you live, where we are carried, and you're traveling outside of that radio market, even if you're halfway around the world, you can go to the radio station's website where you always hear us, and there's a good chance you can click on Listen Live. So whatever day of the week you listen, whatever time of day you listen, you can do that. Take us with you wherever you go. You just need internet access. Also, there are a number of internet providers that carry our radio shows. And recently, about, I don't know, a little more than a month ago maybe, iHeartRadio has picked up Travel with Stephanie Abrams, carried and syndicated by Biz Talk Radio. And so if one of the 90 million subscribers to iHeartRadio, you'll be able to pick up Travel with Stephanie Abrams, again, from wherever you are. So if you take off for parts unknown, remember to take us with you. You don't have to miss us. You just have to check time zones, because we go on the air with Travel with Stephanie Abrams Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So that would mean if you were in Ireland or the UK, it would be 11 o'clock at night on Sunday night when we go on the air. If you're on the continent of Europe, if you're in Spain, France, Germany, the Scandinavian countries, Italy, anywhere in Central European time, EET. If you're on the continent of Europe, or maybe it's continental European time. Maybe that's what the C stands for. We should look it up, snow too. But if you're there, we go on the air at midnight. And if you're in Greece, we go on the air 1 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. You know, if you were sleeping, you'd still be calling it Sunday night. You know, we used to do live shows from Greece. Do you know what a nightmare that was? Go on the air at 1 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. We did it in Athens. We did it in Mykonos. And a 3-hour show. We go off the air. It's 4 in the morning. And we're like 2-3 days into a trip. And just when we're starting to get over jet lag, we're now upside down again because we've been up all night. Because, you know, when you get done at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're not just falling into bed. You're wide awake. So, you know, you hang out and you have an early breakfast. And somewhere around 11 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning, you're going to get tired and you're going to sleep until 6 in the evening. And suddenly, you're going to be upside down. The time zones is a nightmare. It really is a nightmare. And if you're going, let's say, to Thailand, a place I want to talk about again. If you're going to Thailand, there's a 10-hour time zone. No, it's a 12-hour time difference. So at 10 o'clock at night, it's either 10 or 12 hours. Somebody look it up for me. Whatever it is, I remember having on the air with me Andrew Wood, who I need to have back again. He's now retired. He is a member, for all of you who are members of SCAL, he is a SCAL member. He was actually the president of SCAL Thailand at one point. He was the general manager of the Chiofa River, well, the Chiofa Park Hotel, which is on the Chiofa River, which is the big river that flows right through Bangkok. And he was at a concert at 10 o'clock at night with the Prince of Thailand in celebration of, it was a concert in celebration of the Jubilee anniversary year of his father, the King of Siam. Well, the King of Thailand hasn't been Siam since Yul Brynner portrayed that in a film. Hasn't been Siam for a very long time. It's been Thailand, but he was having his Jubilee year. And he had to sneak out of the concert to go out in the hallway at the opera house or concert hall to be on the air with me. In fact, go Google at sabrams.com, sabrams.com, Andrew Wood. And you'll find among the many interviews we did with him years ago. Haven't done anything with him since he retired, actually. But you'll find the interview. You can hear when he's left the concert hall to sneak out to be on the air with me. You know, we archive everything forever and ever. And we podcast every interview for 52 weeks. So you can download and take us with you for a year. And if you've missed that opportunity and you go online, because now you're going to a place we've talked about, but it's more than a year since we've talked about it, then you're going to find archived audio that you can listen to. So as long as I mentioned Thailand, let me start there. When you are traveling outside the country, there are certain things you need to do to make sure you come back the same way you went. And some of them are that you really need to know what the laws are in the country that you're going to. Asian countries, and I can think of, I'm going to say three, Thailand, Malaysia, and Singapore. Oh, I think Hong Kong too, which is part of China in reality, but it's a very independent place, Hong Kong. In spite of that, you know, you get landing cards before you land in a foreign country or sometimes in the Caribbean, and it's going to ask you to fill out basic information, name, date of birth, might ask for your passport number, probably does, expiration date of your passport, and what nationality, what nation has produced that passport. And it's going to ask you where you're going or where you're staying. If you're traveling around, you're touring, give them the hotel of the first place you're staying. You don't have to list if you're going to be 2 nights here and 3 nights there and one night here. And you just give them one address. Give them the first night. And they're real clear and in bold capital letters in red. You'll see a message telling you that bringing illegal drugs into this country, whatever country it is, subjects you to execution. You know, it'd be nice if they first said, you know, welcome to somewhere. We're so glad you're here. We take issues related to illegal drug trafficking seriously, so please be aware of that. I mean, it could be a little nicely presented, but no. The first thing you see is bring in drugs and we kill you. So be aware of that and don't be dumb, which means do not take anything from anybody who says, oh, would you mail this from this place for me? Would you? I have a sister-in-law, a brother, a cousin who's on an assignment and a project and whatever, and would you bring this to them for me? I bake them a cake. No. And one of the other things you don't ever want to do is tell them at the airport that your luggage has not been out of your sight. If your luggage has been out of your sight, and we're going to talk about that specifically right after this.
Summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires celebrates the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth with a season of great music. On August 10th, the BSO pays tribute to Maestro Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts with a very special hour-long family concert. Following in the great tradition of her father, Jamie Bernstein will be the evening's host. Bring your children to Tanglewood Friday, August 10th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heart, and mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're the team behind the Women's Travel Club, found now at the Women's Travel Group. We're a leading tour operator for women's tours in North America, and we were started in 1992. We offer unusual and inclusive itineraries for women coming solo or with friends. We have strong financial backing with our partners, Cedar World Tours, an active member of USTOA. We hire speakers, visit unspoiled areas, stay in fine hotels, and arrange room shares for women who wish. We will not be treated as a group within a larger group. We are not a singles club. We are married and single women who love to travel. Phyllis Stoller, who founded the Women's Travel Group, is at our helm. She's also received many honors and awards, including Top in Women's Travel from Travel and Leisure. We hope you join us. We can be found at www.thewomenstravelgroup.com. Our blog is under the Women's Travel Group as well. And Facebook, Tours for Women.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want to try to fill you in on some travel tips and maybe things that you've heard this before, of what you should be doing, or you're so well-traveled that you know what to expect. But you know what? You're probably the one who knows things so well that you step right into a trap. And I want to avoid that for you. So, here's the question. You go to the airport, and you are asked, who packed your bag? And you say, I did. And then you're asked, has your bag been out of your possession? And you say, no. If something turns up in your bag that somebody put into it without you knowing about it, you have just nailed yourself and put the last nail in the coffin by saying you packed it and it hasn't been out of your possession. So here's what you have to think about. Number one, you may have packed your bag, but then did you call a bellman to take it down to the lobby? Does the bellman go in a service elevator with the cart that your bags are on? That is different from the passenger elevators in the hotel you're in. Are you accompanying the bellman? Or do you have three more things you have to do in your room and the bellman is leaving, going down the hall, getting in an elevator, and when you get there, the bellman's already gone downstairs? Which means that the bellman was alone with your bag. Now, I don't want to impugn the ethics of any hotel or any bellman. But, you know, you could be traveling anywhere in the world and you don't know who got paid off to do what. Or who's going to benefit from something showing up in your suitcase. And let me explain that. Because if somebody slides something into your suitcase when you are traveling in some country outside of the U.S., and when you get to the airport and you're asked, who packed your bag? Has it been out of your possession? And you answer, I did. No, it hasn't been out of my possession. And then they open it up and they find a kilo of cocaine in there. And probably the reason they opened it up is that somebody tipped the people at the airport, watch for this person, this name, this description, this bag. And when they open it and they find this contraband, the person who did the tip off gets a reward, not a pat on the back reward, a financial reward. So there is a value in sliding something into your bag and then turning you in. So that's one thing we have to look at. The next thing is sometimes you've got a noon or a 1 p.m. checkout. Your flight isn't until 7 or 8 o'clock at night. You check your bag with the bellman in your hotel. You go shopping. You have lunch. You do some sightseeing. You get back to the hotel at 4. You get your suitcase. You get in a cab. You go out to, or your rental car. You go out to the airport. Your bag's been out of your possession the whole afternoon. How do you know who went into the bellman's closet and put something in your bag? So in cavalierly saying, no, it's been in my possession, it really hasn't been in your possession. That doesn't mean they're going to delay you getting on the flight. It just means they're going to x-ray your suitcase again. And if they find something in there, then you're not going to get hauled off to the pokey. Because, well, if you packed it and it's been in your possession, how did this kilo get in here? I'm going to take a quick commercial break and come back and continue this very important conversation. Don't leave. Thank you.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So we're talking about you and your bags and whatever. Rule number one, never carry anything for anybody. There was one of the Bridget Jones movies. I think she was in Thailand in that movie. Or at least she was supposed to be in Thailand. And most of the time when they make a film about a place and it's not particularly, you know, a positive reflection on the place, the country doesn't let them make the film there. So sometimes I always find it fascinating. You know, you think that the whatever's going on is going on in some foreign, you know, really far away foreign country, and it turns out it was filmed in Canada. Not all that far away. It's still a foreign country, but our neighbor next door. But in one of the Bridget Jones movies, she goes somewhere with a friend, and the friend meets a guy, and the guy gives her this plaster snake, and she hasn't got enough space in her own suitcase to put it in, so she asks Bridget, would you bring this in your suitcase for me? And then, I don't know, I think maybe it was, you know, narc dogs, the dogs that come sniffing to look for drugs. And Bridget winds up in jail because when they smack this snake decorative piece, ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life, why anybody would have wanted to bring it home is beyond me. But smacked it, and a controlled substance, white powder, came flying out of it, and Bridget winds up in jail. Now, that's kind of a takeoff on the film Broke Down Palace. And if you haven't seen it, you should. And I really should go online and find out if the woman ever finally got released from prison. But two young girls, and I don't remember if they just graduated from high school, they just graduated from college, whatever, they must have been high school. And, you know, one is the adventuresome type, and the other one gets talked into going with her. And she can't resist the temptation to go off with her friend to Hawaii. And so her friend, who normally would never lie to her parents, lies to her father and tells him, you know, she's going wherever, and really goes off to Hawaii with the girlfriend. And it's all, again, based on a true story. Broke Down Palace. You really need to see it. And while they're in Hawaii, this cute guy befriends them and convinces the adventurous female in this story to come to Thailand. Oh, wonderful place. I'll show you around, blah, blah, blah. And gives her something. No, gets her to go to Thailand. And when he gets to Thailand, gets to see her and whatever. Now they're going to be leaving Thailand. And they're flying home. They go downstairs from the hotel. They check out. There's a taxi waiting. Bellman opens the door. The two girls get in the back seat of the taxi. The guy closes the door. The trunk of the cab is open, and the bellman is putting their suitcases and their backpacks. They each have a carry-on and a checked luggage piece. And he's putting the stuff in the trunk of the car. And in the process of that happening, one of the people fussing around, one of the bellman types, or the doorman, somebody in that little group, takes a five-pound sack of flour and puts it in the backpack of one of the two girls. and now and closes the trunk. Now, they don't see any of this. They're sitting in the taxi, inside the taxi. The lid of the trunk gets closed. The driver drives off. They get to the airport. They're in the line. And somebody pulls one of the girl that's got the drugs in her backpack. And, you know, it's funny. When in the film, you'll notice when she takes, when they take their luggage out of the cab and they go running, because they're running late for their plane, and they go running through the terminal, she says, you know, gee, this feels heavier than whatever. So she's aware that it feels heavier, but it doesn't occur to her it's heavier because somebody slipped something into her backpack. They get in line to go through immigrations to leave the country, passport control, to leave Thailand. And somebody comes up and pulls her out of the line and they ask the questions. Who packed your bag? Has it been in your possession all along? And it actually wasn't in their possession during the time period when they were sitting inside the taxi cab and somebody slipped something in the trunk. And normally you wouldn't think about that. You'd think, oh, well, it's been with me. So before I tell you how that piece goes forward, here's what you need to learn from it. If there are two or more of you traveling together, one of you stands and watches the bags move from the lobby of the hotel into the trunk of the car for two reasons. One, to make sure nothing gets added to your suitcases that you didn't plan to take with you. And two, so that nothing gets forgotten on the sidewalk. You don't know if the four pieces of luggage that were supposed to make it into the trunk made it into the trunk until you get to the airport and they open the lid on the trunk and you look in and say, where's my rollerboard? Where's his suitcase? So firstly, you want to make sure that everything that's yours has made it from the hotel into the trunk of the taxi or limousine. And even more importantly, you want to make sure that nobody is playing fast and loose with the contents of your suitcase. So when they get to the airport, somebody comes up, selects one of the girls, takes her backpack. They knew exactly what they were going for because she was turned in. Takes her backpack, finds the contraband. She goes, that's not mine. I didn't put it there. But hey, you just said you packed it and you didn't let it out of your sight. It hasn't been out of your command. So therefore, you're responsible for this, even though she had nothing to do with it. Meantime, there's 8 or 10 or 12 other young women who are in that line. And every one of them is what they call in the drug smuggling business a mule. Every one of them is carrying what looks like a 5-pound sack of flour filled with drugs. And the way that they get all the others through unscathed is that they give up a scapegoat. One of the mules is now going to get caught. It makes everybody at the airport look good. And if somebody actually turned her in, that person's going to get a financial reward for being, quote unquote, good guy in this story. And so while I have told you the essence of the underpinnings of the story, this story just begins at that point. Because these girls get sent off to a Thai prison. And if you think it's miserable to be in the prison anywhere or a prison in the U.S., the thought of being in a prison outside the U.S., particularly one in Asia, is more than my brain can wrap around. So the underlying message, and by the way, I don't know if one of the two girls ever got out of jail. I have to go and do a little research and find out. But it's a really interesting story, and I think Claire Dane is in it. Pretty sure it was Claire Dane was one of the two girls in the This story is old. It's probably from the 80s or something. 80s or 90s, maybe. But you should see. It's an interesting film, but the fact that it's based on a true story and there are so many travel lessons to be learned from it, like, you know, you meet a stranger who is charming and wonderful. You don't know if that's Jack the Ripper. Just, you know, exercise some really serious caution and do not leave your good horse sense at home when you travel. I want to tell you about hotels in Russia by history and tradition, and we're going to do that.
See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit.
Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Summer is over. The kids are back in school. Now is the time to start thinking about your winter vacation. Whether you ski, snowboard, or just like to enjoy pristine mountain air, Breckenridge, Colorado has it all. And the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 is Breckenridge's finest resort. Located only steps away from the ski lifts, the Grand Lodge features luxury accommodations that are great for those who want to be on the mountain. Plus, indoor-outdoor aquatics area, on-site day spa, and a family game room are just a few things that make the Grand Lodge on Peak 7 so special and a fantastic family resort. To plan your Rocky Mountain winter vacation this season, please visit GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Save 10% or more by booking early, and be sure to ask about specials on lift tickets. GrandLodgeOnPeak7.com. Experience Breckenridge's finest resort.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs a successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com. or 845-238-2532.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We've been talking about ways to take good care of yourself while you're traveling. And historically, remembering that I have never been to Russia, but I certainly, I mean, I wasn't there when they built the pyramids, but I know they got built. Historically, most of the people, before the world opened up more, before the Berlin Wall came down, before the 1989 reunification of Germany with East Germany, which was a Russian thing. When before the collapse of the USSR, there were people going to Russia. They were going sometimes on business. They were going sometimes for government business. They were going for whatever reasons they were going. And this predates cruising the Baltic. This predates, you know, cruising, you know, to out of St. Petersburg on big, giant cruise ships. But Americans were, for the most part, aware if they were going to Russia that they would be under surveillance. This was during the Cold War. This was, you know, watch any old spy movie. They watched, particularly Americans, like a hawk, because there was the underlying supposition that every American who visited was potentially a spy and trying to steal Russian secrets. When you checked into a Russian hotel, which at that point there were no glamorous hotels in Russia, they were for the most part utilitarian. When you checked in, you got a key to your room. You got in an elevator. There was somebody operating the elevator. You got up to your room. There was what you'd call in your grandmother's house a vestibule. There was a small, often high ceiling, 10, 12 foot high ceiling, but relatively small area where there was a matron or a gentleman at a desk who would write down the time you arrived, who you were, what your room number was. And then that person would unlock, like in a prison, would unlock a door. The key that you had did not unlock that door. You couldn't get down that hallway unless somebody there was checking that you just arrived. This time, these people, this room. And if you had visitors coming to see you or whatever, there had to be some accommodation for that. And so this person would unlock the door and escort you to your room where you would take your room key and open your door. It was what one would call common knowledge that rooms were bugged. They were bugged for sound prior to when the technology was there to bug them with video cameras. But they were bugged. And a dossier on every person who stayed was kept on the supposition that one day they're going to find out you're a spy and then they're going to come and fix your business. So I wouldn't go out of my way to get myself back to Russia after my family did so much and made such sacrifices. Can you imagine what it must be like to send your son, who is 17, off for, I don't know, how many thousands of miles is Russia away from us? 8,000, 10,000? I don't know, it's a distance. In days before airplanes, to get on a ship and cross the Atlantic Ocean with the only communication possible was the potential of you might write a letter and it actually might get there. Amazing. So keep that in mind, because if you're going to Russia today, I wouldn't be surprised if the rooms are bugged still. Wouldn't surprise me at all. We have so much more coming up. Keep those happy thoughts. Be well, stay well, and stay with me. We'll be back with two more hours. We're flying high.
Moon, they say, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.